KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy and breezy today with a chance of sprinkles and a high of 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education Monday night approved nearly $1 million in cuts for the 2015-2016 school year. Their action came before a large crowd who gathered in the high school media center to learn whether previously announced but unspecified cuts would be made. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said the board gave the administrative team a target of $650,000 to make in the form of cuts from the budget.
The amount that I'm presenting tonight and recommending tonight is $682,616. There are some additional items that we're taking a look at, but we don't have enough information on that at this point.
Other factors include utilizing breakdown insurance to lower the liability to general fund, considering the addition of a public education and recreation or PEARL levy for playground equipment and other activities from a voter-approved 13.5 cents per $1,000 valuation, reducing a full-time TAG or talented and gifted program teaching position, and the reduction of one special education teacher's position, and condensing special education loads. Amstein said on top of the proposed cuts, there is already the announced elimination of the Teacher Leadership and Compensation, or TLC, planning positions, which amounts to $305,000 for a total of $987,872.
Why is that amount above the $650,000 that the board asked us to target? Well, one of the reasons why we had to do some additional things is that that's the amount that we would have to cut out of our budget if our budget stayed exactly the same as it was this year.
Amstein said there are still some inherent unknown costs of business that will affect the budget, such as allowable growth from the Iowa legislature, which is now called the state supplemental aid, that officials are guessing may amount to 1.25%.
At 1.25 and estimating 3% increases to operation costs within the district, we'd be receiving, or we would have, about $21,000 less than we would have should that amount be higher. We also have to take a look at, we still haven't done any contract settlements with our certified and our non-certified folks. That's addition to what we need to take a look at. And then also, we need to take a look at what insurance increases might be for the upcoming year.
Amstein said they recently received their insurance increase for the upcoming year from the district's current vendor, which amounts to 19%, which he says means an increase of about $200,000. They're looking for other vendors that might be able to cut that cost. The biggest cut in the state, or in the budget rather, includes $100,000 from the high school curricular learning teams, $92,056 through teacher attrition, including a Washington Elementary phys ed position with transfer, and sharing with the high school a family and consumer science position for two periods, which amounts to a saving of about $73,602. In addition, reducing the substitute budget by limiting the number of conferences and training sessions during the school day results in a savings of about $50,000. Amstein confirmed that the head dance team coach's position will be eliminated, which essentially also means the elimination of the dance team. Atlantic School District Superintendent Mike Amstein received permission from the school board last night to apply for an early start waiver with regard to the 2015-2016 school year. The request, he said, must be received by the Department of Education no later than March the 15th.
Without a waiver at this point, unless the legislature takes some action on school start date and leaves that in the hands of school districts, we're going to be taking a look at starting our school year in and around September 1st.
The school calendar for next year is currently under development, though, and it's doubtful it could be approved in time for the deadline, and for that reason, the board approved filing of a waiver, which can be amended if the calendar shows the district can start on September the 1st. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Education Committee in the Iowa House believes he's got a compromise that could end the controversy over when Iowa schools should start classes in August. Representative Ron Jorgensen, a Republican from Sioux City, has drafted a proposal that would require Iowa's K through 12 schools to start the fall semester on or after August 23rd. Jorgensen says there's been a lot of discussion about the issue.
Just going back and forth and talking to some school district officials on what's still doable for them, and talking with taking into consideration the state fair issue and the tourism issue and those type of things.
Governor Branstad has been a critic of having schools start earlier and earlier in August, complaining it hurts the state's tourism industry and makes it impossible for families to go to the Iowa State Fair. 2 months ago, Branstad's Department of Education put schools on notice that no more automatic waivers would be granted, so the schools would have to start the week in which September 1st falls, as I mentioned. Brian Johnson is a lobbyist for the Iowa State Fair, the Iowa Lodging Association, and the trade group for Iowa's restaurant industry. He says August 23rd seems better than August 11th, the date on which some school classes started last year.
As you know, it's an issue that the state fair has worked on for a long time. I know not all the tourism people are happy with that date, but it's one that we believe we can support and hope we can get the issue behind us.
Margaret Buxton is a lobbyist for the Rural School Association of Iowa and the Urban Education Network.
For us, school boards being able to set when school starts is a core belief. And it's one that, frankly, we wouldn't compromise on because we think the priority of children trumps all other things.
Schools say they need to start early in order to conclude the fall semester before the long holiday break. Plus, many high school students take community college courses, and community colleges start earlier than the last week of August as well. The House Education Committee's chairman says setting August 23rd as the start date accommodates those two concerns from schools. Republicans and Democrats on the committee met privately for about an hour yesterday to discuss Jorgensen's compromise. A committee vote on the idea could come as early as tomorrow. In the funeral announcements, Paul Steffen, age 87, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Paul Steffen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dean Swope, age 91, of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dean Swope will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Goldie Marie Blair, age 92, of Redfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Goldie Blair will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bear Creek Church in rural Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home Redfield Chapel has the arrangements. Lois Mortensen, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Lois Mortensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Chipman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Chipman will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Klein, age 70, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Catherine Klein are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Denise McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Paul and Denise McDaniel are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Harry Wetzel, who's formerly of Irwin, has died. Services for Harry Wetzel are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.